If you see a fire break out, do not drive toward the fire so you can get pictures or video. Miraculously, nobody was killed, but if you repeat that kind of reckless behavior in the future, someone could die. You're supposed to drive the other way when you see fire. Another question that's boggling my mind is, how is it possible that a train crossing does not have lights and bells? Someone should look into changing that. This morning, the most asked question among Baltimoreans was, did you feel it? Seems like everyone felt it or heard it. I wonder if some of those people are just saying that to fit in to the conversation. I don't know. Personally, I didn't hear it. Something else to consider. How prepared for disasters are people who live or work in Rosedale and other areas near sites of potential accidents? It's probably a good idea to own a protective mask, have plenty of water and food, anything else you might need if you're stuck in your house or business, or if you have to evacuate. And finally, residents need to know what's on those trains rolling through their neighborhoods. It shouldn't take hours to make that information public. People have the right to know what's in the air they're breathing. I'm Josh Spiegel for Maryland's News Now.